Today's message, we're going to continue this I Am series. I know that Josiah did a brilliant message last week on the way. But before we get into the message today, I've got a question for you. Who is a parent here? Put up your hand if you're a parent. Okay, lots of you. Now put up your hands if you have a child that's ever lied to you. Okay. Like the 8 a.m., there was more hands that went up for that than parents with kids, right? So like all of a sudden parents came out of the woodworks. I am a parent and they are liars, right? That was great. But it's so interesting, isn't it? Like when you've got kids around, there's always stories being told, tall tales being told by kids. And I must admit, on our holiday, I found myself watching that show on TV at the moment, Parental Guidance. Who's been watching that? Who's figured out what sort of parent they are? And some of you are like, I'm never telling you, okay? We don't even have kids. And I was saying, what do you reckon we would be, Beck? But the thing is, watching this show is so fascinating. I was watching this episode and it just made me crack up so much. They set a task for these kids, if you didn't see it. And they gave $20 to the kids and said, go down the road, get a bottle of milk, a liter of milk and bring it home, right? And some kids were really good and they did the task and they came back. And then there was these two young boys that kind of reminded me of and my brother as kids. And I couldn't stop laughing because I'm like, I totally would have done that, right? They went to the shop with their $20 and when they got the milk, they also bought a chocolate for themselves each. They kind of rewarded themselves. They're like, we're hardworking boys. And then on the way home, they trapped them. They set up a task where it was, they had an ice cream truck pulled up. And they're like, boys, you want to buy an ice cream? And one of the boys looks at his brother and goes, what do you reckon? They're like, it has been a long day kind of thing. And so they get an ice cream. And then after they eat the ice cream, they're walking home. And now they're discussing the problem that is they don't have the money they should. And one of the boys says, well, just tell mum we lost $10. And so then they get home and the mum's like, okay, I need the change. And it's only like $5 for a liter of milk out of 20. And the mum goes, there should be some more. And one of the boys goes, the milk was really expensive. I was just sitting there going, this is great, right? This is great. And obviously the mum calls it out and then the other kid goes, we bought some ice cream, right? He confesses and, this happens. And I must admit, as I was watching it, it's reminded me of my own childhood. I reckon there's so many times that there's those little moments where you do something you shouldn't, but then you're like, oh, well, I lied, okay, and I got caught. I mean, one of my earliest childhood memories is actually about the age of 4. I still remember it, and it's kind of sad, because it's very hard to remember when you're a kid. People go, I don't remember anything. One of my memories is actually finding some money, I don't know where it was, and sneaking out of our household home and going to a corner shop, buying some licorice, devouring it all before getting home, and then getting home and my parents going, have you been eating licorice? Where did you get the licorice from? And me just denying it, right? Like, I have no idea what you're talking about with this licorice. Obviously, didn't think of the black teeth that would have come with. And, I remember that punishment that came with it as well. But the reality is we've all lied at some stage of our life. We've all been through this. As I said, we don't have our own kids, Beck and I, but we have lots of nephews and nieces. One of my favorite things to do is be Uncle Az. When I was when they were younger, they would call me Uncle Smarty because I just pump them with sugar, right? See what would happen and then leave, right? And some of the mums here are like, no, you are not going near my kids, right? You cannot give them sugar. But I just love that. But one of my nephews, I mean, he is just a storyteller. Like, he just tells stories. He tells fibs. Like, he just makes up stuff all the time. And I remember when he was about 7, he made up a great one. We went down to the Gabba for a game of the footy. It was Geelong versus the Lions. And at the end, I remember saying to Harry, I was like, Haz, what was your favourite part of the footy today, mate? And he goes, oh, remember when Gary Ablett kicked the ball and I caught it? And I was, like, in the stands and it came straight to me and I caught it? And I remember just looking at him going, Haz, that didn't happen. Yeah, it did. And his dad's like, no, it didn't. And like in his mind, he's like, I did that, right? And I'm gonna go and tell all my mates, right? The fact is, he was telling a tall tale. And for me, I like kind of calling it down and just go, didn't happen. But the problem is the world we live in today, unfortunately, stuff like that could happen. And our response is not, that didn't happen. It's literally like, well, if that's what you believe, Harry, if that's your truth, if that's your truth, then you really did catch the ball from Gary. You play for the Cats. Well done, Harry. Anyone else, when you hear that statement, it's really common at the moment. Well, that's my truth. When I hear that statement, instantly my brain goes, so you're lying. like, you're lying, because that's my truth. And I must admit, it was crazy to watch it even on our national television over the last few months. Who's been watching The Block? Anyone watching The Block? Some blockheads here. Watch. You're never watching it. Someone's like, oh, never watch that show. Bill, you're happy. You should be happy about that. Don't have to do a reno. That's great. I watch it and go, I still can't do a reno. That's great. But this year, there was this big scandal, and it was on every day. I mean, they really milked it. I mean, they bled it dry, this lie, this big lie. And it was all over. One of the contestants took a photo early in the piece that allowed them to cheat. And early in the piece of the competition, like this is 2 weeks in, it gets exposed, and they ask her blatantly, did you take the photo? And she says, no. And she goes on to tell this big story and constantly keeps coming back to, I'm telling my truth. I'm telling my truth. I'm telling my truth. And it kept on going. And I'm watching this going, it's going to come out. There's like 100 cameras. Like, it's, why would you do this to yourself? And the thing is, the lies just kept on building and building and building. And my truth, my truth, my truth. And then the final episode, if you saw it last week, it was so sad to watch. Finally, she got cornered to a point where she actually had to, she got exposed to the truth, and they had to ask her on camera, did you do it? And she had to look down the lens of a camera and said, I did it. And everything in me just felt sad in this moment, because I'm like, if you just admitted your mistake and said the truth, you wouldn't be in this situation. There are a lot of tears from this woman, and you could tell she was ashamed. She felt disappointed in herself. And all this stuff had happened because she didn't tell the truth. But one other beautiful thing did happen in that moment, and you could see it instantly. As soon as she said, I did it, I'm sorry, you could see the weight lifted. She was free of the lie. The truth sets you free. The truth actually sets you free. You know, in a world where your truth can mean anything, where the truth has been replaced by whatever people want it to be, it's almost impossible to know what to believe. And as a result, we need to know more than ever Jesus. And that's where we're going this week. The I am statement that Jesus made follows on from last week. Josiah unpacked the scripture where he talked about Jesus said, I am the way. And in the next breath, he said, I am the truth. And then he says, I am the life, which will be next week our final passage. But Josiah, he brilliantly unpacked the way. Jesus is the only way to get to heaven, but he's also the only way to do life while we're alive. And this time around, Jesus drops, I am the truth. And maybe you've never heard that, but I believe wholeheartedly, if you get this revelation, it'll be the greatest thing that ever happens to you. Let's pray before we get into this. God, I thank you for your word. And I thank you for your teaching and what you want to reveal to us today. God, may your truth reign. May this speak life and set people free today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I am the truth. I am the embodiment of truth. That's what Jesus said. He didn't say, I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm here to tell you about the truth. He didn't say, hi, Jewish people. I'm here to share my truth. And if you would like to follow my truth, that's good. He said, I am the truth. You know, and today, church, this is an exciting statement. This is actually really exciting. And this is really good news for us sitting here today to grasp what Jesus said, because this statement can literally be an anchor for your life, an anchor for your soul. It can actually set you free if you grasp the fullness of what Jesus is actually claiming. He says, I am absolute truth. I'm it. You can't find truth outside of me. And I want to bring you life. You know, over the last few weeks, we've been talking about these I am statements. And if this is the first time you've joined us, I just want to encourage you to go listen to our podcast. I'm not going to set up the full thing again. But ultimately, when Jesus said, I am, he was calling out that I am the God you've been waiting for. I am the Savior of the world. I am the Messiah that the Jewish people have been waiting for over 700 years. And he was calling out, I'm God. I'm your answer. I'm here. Get to know me. And every time Jesus called out an I am statement, like Beck talked about, I am the light of the world while I was away. She talked about, you know, how the Jewish leaders were known as lights of the world. And then Jesus goes, I am the light. And it was so interesting, every time calls out these I ams, the Jewish leaders, these religious leaders, when they'd hear Jesus teaching, every time he called out I am, their natural response was, let's kill him. How dare you say that? And you've got to understand, with truth, it was no different. In Jewish custom, truth is a topic you cannot lay claim to. If you're a Jewish leader, you spend your entire life, if you're a religious leader, your entire life is devoted to one thing. You go on a quest to find what? Truth. So your whole life, you study the scripture, which was our Old Testament. You read about God, you learn about God, and your whole goal is to find out what truth is. Even today, if you go to Jerusalem and go to the Wailing Wall, there are rabbis there with their disciples that have not come to the revelation of Jesus, and they have arguments in a square over what truth is. This is what they do each and every day. Their whole life is devoted to finding out what truth is. And just so you know, when Jesus said, I am the truth, what he was actually saying to them is, your whole life, what you've been searching for, here I am, you found it, you can stop searching. I am it. I'm here. I've arrived. It's so interesting. We want to read the passage of scripture where this comes from. John 14:5-6. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, because Jesus is talking about going away. So how can we know the way? And he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Can you imagine being a rabbi at the time? Can you imagine it? Just picture this. You're in this moment. You hear this. You've spent your entire life studying this stuff, figuring out what truth is. In fact, truth was such a big deal. There's a common saying within the rabbi space, rabbinic space, and this is what they say about truth. It says, truth is the seal of the Holy One. Blessed be He. Truth is the seal of the Holy One. In other words, truth can only be God, and Jesus says, I am the truth. I am God. Their response, as I said, was, let's kill him. What's so interesting is if Jesus got up here today and he was a teacher today in 2021 and he came to our church or just came into a community group and he started claiming, I am the truth, imagine what would happen. You know what our society would do right now? They would also want to kill him because it was politically incorrect. You can't say you're the truth. I've got my truth. You've got your truth. You've got your understanding. Let's all get along. Jesus didn't say that. He literally came in and made a politically incorrect statement. I'm it. I'm the truth. And they went, let's kill him. In fact, shortly after Jesus claims, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, we find Jesus standing before Pontius Pilate. He's about to be crucified. The Jews have said, hey, Pilate, he deserves death because he's claiming to be God. Pilate doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. And actually in John 18:33-38, we find that Pilate, this is what happens. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus and asked him, are you the king of the Jews? Is that your own idea, Jesus asked him, or did others talk to you about me? He responds, am I a Jew? Your own people and your chief priests handed you over to me. What is it that you've done? Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight and prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place. You are a king then, said Pilate. Jesus answered, you say that I'm a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. What is truth? Pilate responded. With this, he went out again to the Jews, gathered there, and said, I find no basis to charge anything against him. Isn't it fascinating in this conversation between Pilate, this Roman leader, and Jesus, two things occur in this little passage. One, Jesus tells Pilate while he's here, why he's here. He goes, I'm here to testify to truth. That's my goal, to bring truth into the world. And if you know the truth, you'll listen to him. Pilate throws back a question that we all may have had in our life at some stage. What's truth? I mean, what is true? What's up and what's down? I got to be honest, in the world that we live in, there's a lot of people asking the same question. What is truth? This week, we saw our own Queensland government change their truth multiple times. They changed their truth. And it's been happening for the last year and a half, close to 2 years, where for a moment, this is our truth, then it's that truth, and then we're changing our truth. And you see, when truth gets changed, without truth, real truth, when it's my truth, you know what it does to people? Without truth, distrust grows. Anger grows. Frustration and brokenness follow lies or my truth. Ever heard someone say, I can handle the truth, just don't lie to me? Or maybe you've heard, the truth hurts. It might hurt, but it brings healing. As people, we want the truth. We desperately want the truth. And maybe you're here in church because you know that the world is messed up and you know that there are lies being told. And if you just open your eyes to what's going on in the world today, you know the truth isn't being spoken. Today, I want to answer something for you if you're wondering what truth is. Truth is not a philosophy. Truth is not some kind of theology. Truth is a person. Truth is Jesus. And if you want to experience truth, you need to get to know Jesus. You need to get to know Jesus because Jesus said, when you follow me, the truth will set you free. And you will be free indeed. If you want to be free of all the junk in this world, you need to get to know Jesus, the truth. You know, it only takes a very simple action to get to know Jesus too, and I want to share it with you. Because Jesus shares this simple action with a bunch of Jewish people that have been listening to his teaching. And they come to a revelation that Jesus is indeed the Messiah, the one they've been waiting for over 700 years. They have the revelation that he's fulfilling prophecy everywhere they look. They now understand he is the King of Kings. He is God in person. And they start to declare, we believe you are what you say you are. You are truth. And Jesus says to them, he gives them the tip on how to stay true. John 8:31, it says this. He says this to these early believers. He says, if you hold to my teaching, you really are my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus makes it incredibly clear. Those that are now wanting to follow and believe in him, he says this, do what? He doesn't say, go and do a bunch of good things, do a bunch of different, you know, like try and prove you're right. He doesn't say anything. He goes, hold to my teaching. Hold to my teaching. Don't get swayed left or right by people's truth over here. Someone else's truth over here. Well, my truth is this. Well, maybe their truth is true. Maybe their truth is true. What about that person's truth? No, he says, hold to my teaching. Don't be swayed. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It is an anchor. He is a compass. He is the way. He is the truth. Hold strong to his teaching. Simply put, if you're trying to figure this out, Jesus was saying, if you follow my teaching and not waver in following them, you'll experience the truth. You'll know the truth, and the truth will bring you the freedom in your life you're looking for that you've never experienced before. You will be free indeed. Maybe you've never experienced that freedom because you've never had an anchor that is absolute truth in your life. Maybe you're being smashed in the waves of social media, smashed in the waves of people's opinions, smashed by the waves of governments that cannot know what is up and what is down. Believe me now, you need to know the truth that is Jesus. People say, well, you know, How do you know that Jesus is the truth? How do you know? To begin with, the resurrection. Before Jesus died on the cross, numerous times he told his disciples, by the way, boys, I'm going away, I'm going to suffer, I'm going to die, and 3 days later I'll come back. Multiple times. Can you imagine having a friend every time you sit down for dinner, he just starts telling you about how he's going to die? But don't worry, I'll be back in 3 days. You'd just be like, pass the salt, Jesus. You know? Is he talking about that again? What's he talking about? The resurrection proves that he is the truth. No man has ever died and come back from the dead 3 days later. But Jesus knew it was going to happen. He called it out. He said, I am going to prove that I am the truth by my resurrection. Think about it. You want to learn to trust someone in your life? What do? You look at their track record. You get a reference. Are they someone that does what they say they're going to do? Can you truly trust them? Jesus dies. 3 days later, he's risen again. Now you're like, well, did that really happen? Is that the truth? Or did this religion just start? Somehow just people went, let's start a religion. That'll be a great idea. Well, how do I know that it's the truth? Because the same disciples that were cowering, worried for their lives, once they saw Jesus 3 days later, their leader who had died on a cross, got beaten to a point where they couldn't recognize him, was buried in a tomb. 3 days later, they experienced him in the flesh. And that was enough. They're like, you're alive. You can't do anything to me. I don't care if you kill me. And most of those disciples died horrendous deaths. I do not care if you kill me because I know the truth. And I'm free. How else do I know that Jesus is who he said he was? He said he was God. He said he was the truth. Well, for some of you, I wholeheartedly believe today, as I was praying about this message, I wholeheartedly believe there are going to be people here in the room, and I believe it right now, that some of you are hearing these words, and for the first time, it's hitting your spirit and you are pinging. It's like your spirit is waking up and going, oh my gosh, Jesus is who he said he was. What the heck is going on? You know what that is? Let me introduce you to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit reveals the truth of Jesus. And Jesus said before he had to go, he said, hey guys, I'm going to leave, but don't worry, I'm going to leave you the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, do you know what the Holy Spirit's other name is? The Spirit of Truth. Where the Holy Spirit is, there are no lies. The Spirit of Truth will reveal things to you that no one else can possibly know. It says this in John 15:26, when the Advocate comes, that's the Holy Spirit, whom I sent to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me, and you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. Crazy thing is, each and every person in this room will decide, do I believe that Jesus was the truth and is the truth, and there's nothing outside of him? And here's the thing that I can constantly go back to when people try and drag me to their truths. Or do I not believe? I want to read a passage of scripture which highlights, Paul highlighted this. He said, I'm going to show you what happens when the truth is not present. And maybe you look at the world that we're in right now and you can see this unfolding. Romans 1, it says this in verse 1, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. A bit further on in verse 21, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Therefore, in verse 24, God gave them over to their sinful desires of their hearts, to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator who is forever praised. Amen. Later on in 28, they have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. This is what happens when we remove truth. The last verse really got at me this week. Although they knew God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they actually knew the punishment of sin. They knew the truth, but they knew about it. They knew it was punished by sin. They not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. Jesus is truth, and the truth will set you free. Where there is no truth, there is all of this strife. We wonder why the world is the way it is, because they don't know the truth. And I'm here to tell you the truth, that we're all sinners, we're all broken. Thank God that He's fully truth, but He's also fully grace. Grace is a free gift that says, hey, I know you're messed up. However, I'm going to make a way for you to be free. And God, in His love for us, sent His only Son to earth and said, they deserve death. That is the decree. But instead of them getting death, I'm going to allow my Son to go to the cross. And through His blood, through His sacrifice, if they ask for forgiveness, they will be free from death and they will have life eternal. What an amazing bit of good news. That's the truth. And that's what Jesus did. You see, when it comes to God, He actually says, will you follow me or not? Are you in or out? You see, God isn't someone where He's like, you can make your own thing up. It's okay. Just be kind of good. Some of you may have actually created your own adventure of Christianity. I believe some of the things that Jesus taught, but there's some things I don't believe because I want to do my own thing. It doesn't work like that with God because He is truth. He can't have gray areas. He's black and white. He's yes or no. In the scripture, He says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Everything else is evil. He also says, be hot or be cold. Be all in for me or all out, but don't try and be lukewarm because I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. That's the truth. And it's sometimes hard to hear. But when you understand and you hear that truth, and when you make a decision like Jesus said to these early followers, these early Jews that said, we believe you are the truth. He says, hold to my teaching and you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Don't go left or right. Just stay on course and follow me because I am the one you are looking for. You found it. You found the truth. You no longer have to look for truth. I am He. Church, the truth is that God loves us unconditionally and there's nothing we can do, which means like there's nothing we can do in our life where we can't repent and say sorry and God goes, you're back in a moment. You might have a messed up life, a messed up story. Like if you knew my story, it doesn't matter. That's what grace is. And Jesus said, you know what? It doesn't matter what you've done. Just come and believe that I'm the truth and you'll be free. And if you stuff up tomorrow, He says, that's okay. Come and you'll be free. And if you stuff up the next day, He says, that's okay. Come and you'll be free. And He'll do that for the rest of your life. That is the truth. But there's also another truth. Because you see, Jesus proved that He was God by raising from the dead. The fact we're sitting here today proves that. Trust me, if Jesus is in a ground somewhere, I would not be here. None of you would be. Because you know the Holy Spirit's revealed the truth to you. But one of the most beautiful things is another truth that Jesus taught before He left. He said, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. And if He told the truth before and He cannot lie and He is absolute truth, then He's coming back. And maybe you've maybe lost that hope. You're like, oh, but when? At exactly the right time. And when you're on Jesus' side, when you hold true and you've been set free, when you follow his ways, when he comes back, nothing can hit you because you know you're right with God. It does say in the Bible, things are going to get harder before they get better. But it doesn't matter because God's still in control. He's coming back. We hold on to that. Let's bow our heads. Jesus, we thank you for you being the absolute truth. God, we need truth in a world of lies. God, we need you to show us which way to go. Holy Spirit of truth, would you show us? Reveal to us the truth in every aspect of our lives, in our family, in our workplaces, in the world that we live in. Would you reveal to us the truth that we need to know to move forward to follow you? God, we thank you that you've shown us what truth is. You know, for some of you today, as I said, maybe the first time, you're just like, you know what, Az is right. I know wholeheartedly that Jesus is who he said he was. He died on a cross, rose again, and I've got to choose if I'm going to follow or not. If you say yes to Jesus, you are forgiven. Everything in the past is gone. You are a new creation, and you can move forward holding true to the teachings of Jesus. And maybe you've never done that before, but I want to pray for you today because God wants to do it in your life today. If you want to know the truth that is Jesus, you go, you know what? From now on, I'm leaving my old life behind. I'm going to hold true to his teaching and look into Jesus and follow him all the days of my life. I'm committed to this. This is what I'm going to do. I want to pray for you. And all you need to do right now is just raise your hand so I know who you are. Across this room, if you want me to pray for you, just raise your hand. Yeah, I see that hand. Awesome. Believe there's more people here today. And not just, yeah, I see that hand in the back and in the middle there. Yes, the truth is going to set you free. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. So Jesus, for those that have put up their hand out of faith to say, I believe you are who you said you are. Says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, you will be saved. So God, for those people that put up their hand, I thank you for their salvation. I thank you for their eternal life with you. They never turn back. God, may they follow you. May they hold on to who you are. Set them free, Jesus. Completely free. May they have the weight lifted off their shoulders. May they know that you're with them and for them each day of their life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And before I keep going, I'm just going to do this real quick because I believe there are people here today that for the first time you've been in church your whole life and you've been holding on to choose your own adventure faith. Pick and choosing Jesus' teaching, and Jesus is calling you out and he's saying, are you with me or are you not? I want to set you free for real. And if that's you today, I just want to pray faith over your life that you hold strong, hold true to his teaching. Put up your hand across the room so I can pray for you right now. Lift it up if your heart's pumping right now. That's the Holy Spirit saying, it's time to draw a line in the sand. It's time to follow me with all your heart. If that's you, put up your hand. Yep, yep, across the room. There's hands across the room. There's more here that are like, you know what, from this day forward, as I'm not playing church anymore. I'm following Jesus, who is the truth. There's more here. I just know. Holy Spirit, reveal yourself to their hearts, God. If that's you, let me pray for you. Put up your hand. Don't miss this. Yeah, I see your hand over there. It's awesome. This is not some kind of game. I believe wholeheartedly God is calling us back to wanting followers, not just believers. Jesus, for those who put up their hand, God, I pray you seal it. The seal of the Holy One that is the truth. Jesus, I pray from this day forward, this is no going back, wishy-washy faith, but this is an all-in because I know you're the truth, Jesus. Let me show you the freedom that you bring, Jesus. I just believe God's actually saying that. God wants to show you his freedom. He's going to set you free. Because of the faith that you brought today, God, I pray for that freedom right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast. We believe this message will inspire you into greater intimacy with Jesus, relationship with others, and influence in your world. If you would like to know more about us, you can visit us online at www.elevationchurch.com.au or alternatively, pop into our Redlands location.